Blog Talk Radio.
Is too big for you.
Yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus. Call him Lord, the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honors to God, who's head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host and co-host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Today is Freestyle Friday, and we have a special guest. Yukum Harmon will be on today. The scripture for this morning is Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. Amen. Such a powerful passage of scripture. While we were yet in our sin, while we were yet in our mistakes, while we were yet in our place of going down the wrong path, the God that we serve, the loving God that we serve, he loved us enough, watch this here, that he died for our sins. Ain't that something? He gave his life for us. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for us on this morning. We bless your mighty name and glorify you for that. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas. We're here this morning to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. That is our goal. That is our mission. That is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what God is going to do today on Freestyle Friday. Listen, I'm just excited about the woman of God that we have coming on. We do these Freestyle Fridays. You know, we tell you all the time, you never know what's going to happen on Freestyle Friday. It'll turn at any moment, any time. So that's the reason why I love Freestyle Friday. I love this broadcast period because we may start out one way and it'll take a complete and total turn and go somewhere else. And the Holy Ghost falls in and we get to speak it in tongues and we get slain in the spirit and the prophet comes out and the preacher comes out and man, we just have some seriously awesome times here on the radio. And listen, thank you guys so much for joining us and tuning in. Remember, that number to call in is 563-999-3628. That is the number to call in. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us talk to the Father on this morning. We're just excited to have him a part of our life this morning. Amen. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious Master, we come thanking you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for stepping in to our life, God, and being attached to us in a way, God, that no matter where we may find ourselves, no matter where we may be experiencing whatever it is that we're experiencing, we understand and know, Father, that your hand of mercy and your hand of grace is on our life. God, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing. We come with the attitude and the mindset, God, of gratitude on today, just thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. God, we are glorifying your name and magnifying your name on today because we know that it is in you we live, it is in you we breathe, it's in you that we have our being, and we cannot do anything without you. And we thank you in advance, God, for all that you can do, will do, and still doing right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're just excited about what's going on, guys. And we thank you guys for sharing your first fruit with us this morning, which is the Word of God, to come in and to share with the Word of God on this morning. Now, before we go any further, guys, let us acknowledge those countries that are listening in with us on this morning. And we thank you guys for listening in overseas, you guys that are listening in from all these different countries. We just want to say thank you. We're excited about what God is doing over there for you guys as well. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. And we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in and partaking with us on this morning. The love of God, amen, the love of God on this morning. We're just excited about you sharing with us the love of God. My public service announcement this morning, that I give every morning when it comes to these countries is that some of these countries that are listening in to us, it is considered as a sacrilege in their country. It's considered as taboo. These guys that are listening, and they pronounce, they're confessing the name of Jesus, even to pronounce his name in public, is considered as a heresy in their country. And some of these people are taken and they are made an example out of. Sometimes they are taken into the street and they're executed right in the middle of everybody. Sometimes their children and their wives are taken and sold into slavery because they're confessing the name of Jesus. And we don't want them to think that they're sharing this gospel is for naught. That's the reason why we want to acknowledge them and let them know that we are praying for the hand of their taskmaster to turn. We're praying the hand of their oppressors to turn. We're praying for the mind of their taskmaster and their oppressor to turn, that they themselves also begin to worship and praise God. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing for them in this time, but we also realize that there are some things that are going on over there amen, we cannot physically get there to help them, but our prayers can be sent. So I don't want us, number one, to take our prayer life for granted, being that said, continue to pray for those that's overseas, those that are being hard-pressed in those places that they're being hard-pressed in. Continue to pray for them. And here on the United States soil, us that are here, that are able to freely share this gospel of Jesus Christ, we're freely able to give unto the people of God that they desire and that they need to share this gospel of Jesus Christ and be able to empower and strengthen them and encourage them. We want you guys to continue to pray. Don't stop praying. Don't stop interceding for them. And remember to share your experience. Share this gospel with your family, with your friends. Don't be ashamed to share the gospel, because watch what the bird said. He said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. So let us not be ashamed before men and share this gospel and let the world know that this gospel is being preached, and is being preached in a time and in a place and in a situation and circumstance to where we have to learn how to just overcome the thing that is overcoming us and continue to press. Amen. Amen. That is my PSA. That's my public service announcement this morning for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, again, that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Please feel free to call in. Matter of fact, please call in. Call in this morning and share your testimony. Share your experience. Share with us how the Gospel Artist Radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. Share that God has what God is doing in your life. Share your testimony. If you just want to come on and just talk with the woman of God that we're going to have on this morning, feel free to do that. And again, that number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all who are calling in, please remember to press 1. And when you press 1, that will give us the acknowledgement that you want to speak or share your testimony or have prayer. Now, remember, those of you all who desire prayer, we will stop what we're doing, and we will pray for you right then and there. We will stop whatever conversation we got going on because we realize that prayer is important. When prayer is important, we'll stop what we're doing, and we will pray for you. We will pray for you because we believe in the fact that what the Word says. The Word says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. We believe that. We believe the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We realize that when we talk to the name of, when we call on the name of the Lord, he is a strong tower. He is a high place that we can run in and we can be safe. Amen. So we believe in that. So listen, I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. We do have a speaker that's going to come on this morning. So what we'll do is we will go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Thank you. helps me to do what I love him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in his
Matthew chapter number 9. How many in this room truly can say you love Jesus? Matthew chapter number 9. Shared something on Bible class Wednesday. When I got to the back and when I got in the car, Mom along with the guy said, "Dad, you must share this Sunday." I was walking out and Kyrie, who was a part of Generation Next, our young people ministry, and I told him what the guys and Lady Martin had said to me, and he looked at me and he said, "Bishop, you really do." He said, "And many of us, my peers, We need to hear that. Because there are a lot of people coming to the house of God dealing with a whole lot of stuff. We need answers. We're concerned. We're hurting. And you have churches so caught up in their religiosity that they can't feel the pain. Chapter number 9, look at verse number 35, and I'm also going to read it in the Amplified Version. And Jesus went about all the cities, verse number 35, are you there? All the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Listen to this. And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. And they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborer of you. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I'm going to talk from the subject that's deriving from verse number 36. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. My thought is compassion. Father, in Jesus' name, would you allow me and anoint me and use me to speak this word into the spirits of this thy people. God calls this word to not just be letter, for the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Calls this word to be rhema. Calls this word to be an awakening. Cause this word to be marrow to the bones. Cause this word to be an epiphany that some man or woman, some person in this room will hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And it will not just challenge them, but change them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Compassion. Compassion stems from, listen to this, a Hebrew word called rasham. Rasham. The heart to feel another's pain, conditions, or concerns. David said in Psalms 111 and 4, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3 and 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Compassion. Something that this generation sometimes seems to bypass. It is amazing sometimes when we seem to be calloused when it comes to somebody else's pain. But we want everybody to come a running when we're in pain. It's a sad commentary when we can call ourselves Christians, godly people. We have the love of God abiding on the inside. And we can only channel our energy toward pain when it's coming in one direction. Mm-hmm. We have a tendency to look at people who are dealing with precarious situations and act as though they want to be there. They need to stop doing that and stop going there and stop being there. You don't know what they're dealing with or tied up with. And many people that come to the house of God, because check the text out, they weren't in the street. They weren't at the club. They weren't at the plush pup. Wherever that is. I don't know where it is. That just came out somewhere. So don't call me after church. Don't pull me over to the side. Don't email me talking about, Bishop, where is the plush pup? I have no idea. I created the plush pup in my mind. That's just a figment of my imagination. Now, if you've been there, you can tell them, because I don't know where it is. I can tell you where the Cliff Club is, but I can't tell you where the... They were at the synagogue. They were at church. Watch this. In pain. In pain. I want you to understand something, Gospel Tabernacle. Everything is walking through that door. People are coming to the house of God not because they're whole. They're coming to the house of God because they're hurting and need some answers. And they hope somehow God will allow them to sit next to somebody who can feel their pain and won't look at them funny because they smell like weed. Won't look upside their head because their eyes are a little bloodshot from last night's fling. Hallelujah to God. Everything comes to the house of God. I remember when I used to go to the house of God high. And I'm so glad that they didn't condemn me. Instead, they prayed for me, and I'm standing here today. I'm so sick and tired of hypocritical Christians who are trying to act like they ain't never committed a sin. You a lie and the truth is not. Oh, don't y'all make me go there. Don't make me go there, because everybody up in here got a skeleton or two. I want about 100 people that know you got a skeleton in the closet. And you know you better keep it there. And you ain't going to tell your mama. You ain't going to tell your daddy. You're not going to tell your neighbor. You're not going to tell your... Oh, no, sir. Some things go die with you. I want anybody up in here, everybody up in here that know that you've committed some sins along the way. I want you to, I ain't gonna work you too hard, but jump on your feet and preach. I'm one of them. Thank you. The rest of you liars, sit down. I didn't call you that. The Bible called you that. He said, you are a liar and the truth is not in you, because all have sinned. I'm going to say it again, Kimberly. All have sinned. I'm going to say it one more time. All have sinned. I'm going to say it again. All have sinned. No, all have sinned. All have sinned. You ain't never smoked a joint, but you got three boyfriends. All have sinned. Mo, pray for me. Pray for me, boy. Pray. I'm going to preach this thing whether you like me or not. I don't care about you looking at me funny. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to get up under your weave. I'm going to turn your weave into a natural. You're going to need a pick when I finish. Hallelujah to God. It's time for preachers to stop being scared of the members and stand up and tell them what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. If your tithes want to walk out that door, go ahead. But I got to tell you the truth, because the truth will make you free. I want some people that came to church because you want to be free and you want to don't want to be bound. Look at the preacher and say, preach to me, man. And Jesus went forth, cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue the kingdom of God, because they were sick. People coming to church busy because they're sick. They're sick. We're here because we're sick. I'm sick. I got some issues. ain't going to talk about you because you're going to play it off. I'm going to talk about me. I'm sick. I'm up in here because I'm perfect. I'm up in here because I'm trying to get there. I haven't gotten to heaven yet. And I'm the man of God. But as long as I'm in this flesh, I have the capacity to do wrong. So I come up here so God can help me from doing wrong. Oh, come on. Oh, just because the man of God, I still got eyes. I still got eyes, and I have to pray just like you. I still see badonkadonks too, but I just pray. I'm so sick and tired of y'all just acting like you don't never look. You a liar. Yes, you do. You can't help it. It's right there. You just have to pray. All the real people, wave your hands and say, Pastor, you're right. Stop acting like that. And stop acting like that, ladies, like you don't look. You look too. Yeah, you look too. Don't let Mo fool you. She look too. All the ladies that know what I'm talking about, say, Pastor, you're right. But you pray. You seek the Lord. Are we up in it? Okay, let me go to the next part here. People come to church because Mother Cooks, they're sick. And then the scripture says they have diseases. They are diseased or dis-eased. That's what I'm going to park a minute. They have diseases or they're diseased. Disease. We come in the house of God because we have disease or diseasedness. We're not sick. We don't have cancer. We don't have high blood. But we got some disease. Look, nagging things, Trinidad. Dis-ease. You can be sold out to God and dealing with a dis-ease. You don't have a sickness that's under death, but you're dealing with a dis-ease. It's got you uncomfortable. You love God, but you got a child that's giving you a dis-ease. Oh, because it's unnerving. It's challenging when you're in the house of God, magnifying God, and your child is at the dope house. You're married, but it's a dis-ease. It's just tough sometimes, preacher. Sometimes I just want to stop by the local bar and get drunk before I get there. It's a dis-ease. You love God, but when you get to work, you got a boss that's giving you a dis-ease. You're having to pray just to keep from choking. I mean, it's just a... If I had about 25 real people, it would be on and popping. Who know what I'm talking about? It's a dis-ease at the house of God. Worshiping in the choir, blowing. Jesus will work it out. Jesus will work it out. Jesus will work it out. And I ain't working nothing out. Just a dis-ease. I ain't got no real people here. I'm a dis-ease. All the people that know about diseases, not diseases, diseases, wave your hands and preach. I know what you're talking about. A dis-ease. You're making a check, but it's got a... You get paid every Friday, but it's dis-ease. Dis-ease. Dis-ease, just all kind of stuff. And they're coming to the house of God. The Bible says that they came to the synagogue. They came to church. And Jesus had compassion on them when the disciples wanted them to flee. Go! Jesus had compassion on them. Watch this, because King James said, because they fainted. Because you can deal with something so long. You can deal with an issue. You can deal with a dis-ease so long until it'll drop you to your knees.
See, that's why I don't stand a lot and pump and pry people, because I'm telling you now, the right disease, you'll praise God. Oh yeah. Oh no. I know. And this will get me when you get sophisticated people, Brother Phillips. You know who? You know, got a little degree. You know, bachelor's, master's, PhD. I don't care if you got 5 letters behind your name. The right disease, you'll forget all about your degree. You don't worry about if it's the sentence is structured properly. You put a verb where an adjective is supposed to be. And you won't try to be cute or fancy. You won't try to be proper or prim. You'll get on your face before God. God, do it, do it, do it, do it. God, do what you need. This devil is driving me crazy, Jesus. The right dis-ease. The right dis-ease. You'll take your weave off. Set it down in a chair. When you finish praising God and crying, look like somebody done colored your face. Your face will look like a map. All right, I'm being a little facetious. Because they fainted and were scattered abroad, having been sheep with no shepherd. What's this in the Amplified? And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of diseases. And what's this? And every weakness and infirmity. And every weakness and infirmity. We come to the house of God, and people are coming to the house of God, Mother, because sometimes life will weigh you down and it will weaken you. I just need you to ride with me for a minute. Sometimes, Tammy, stuff will... I know you're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Might had it off to you. But you know sometimes... Let me try it over here. I just need some real people. You know, sometimes, Trina, sometimes I can bind him and rebuke him and Satan, get thee hence behind me. But sometimes I believe, and then sometimes I need Lord to help me with my belief. Oh, sometimes I can stand flat-footed and say, devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you want to fight? Come on, buddy. And there are times I need, pray for me. Sometimes we're dealing with stuff and it weakens us. It weakened our grip. It weakened our faith. It weakened our relationship with God. And we come to the house of God to build back up our most holy faith. We come to the house of God to get strength. And it's annoying and it's devastating when we come in the midst of God's people and they can't be touched with the feelings of another's infirmity. You got the nerve to look at somebody. Why don't you get yourself together like you're always together? Like you always batting 1,000. Do something for me and make sure that I'm talking to the right people. And tell somebody real quick, tell them, I know I look good today. But sometimes, let me try it over here, because I got the super spirituals over here. I need the people on this side of the church that can identify with what I'm saying. I want you to tell somebody, sometimes I'm not as strong as I need to be. So I come to the house of God to get me a little strength. So if I come to church and I look like I'm going through a little something, I don't need you looking all upside my head. I need you to understand that I'm here because I'm dealing with something. But if you just let me get my praise on, when I get up out of here, I'm going to be the better for my coming. I said I wouldn't go preach, but I just felt something down in my sanctified soul. I need somebody up in here that believes that you're going to leave here better than when you came. I want you to high five somebody and tell them, I feel better already. I feel that the Lord has given me some strength already. The devil tried to keep me at home, but God knew that when I came to the house of God, that the Holy Spirit was going to move up on me, and I can go back out, and I'm going to be stronger than when I came up in here. I want somebody that you have gotten a new measure of strength to jump on your feet and high five somebody and tell them, I feel better already. Watch this now. With weakness, watch this now. Walk with me a little bit. With weakness, and I want you to hear this one, and infirmity. With weakness and infirmity. We come to the house of God, not only for weakness, little girl, but for infirmity. Dealing with stuff that's hidden. Dealing with secret struggles. Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. Dealing with infirmity. Secret struggles. Because as quiet as it is kept, nobody know your whole testimony. We don't know everything you have done. Go ahead and sit there and look at me funny. But you know, we don't know everything about you. No, sir. Yeah, yeah. We know about you stealing the bike. But you didn't tell us you robbed 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You told us that you had a little klepto spirit on you, Justin, but you didn't tell us that you got $1 million hidden underneath your house from a drug deal. Don't arrest him, my church. I'm just being facetious. They took out their handcuffs back there. Watch this now. Infirmity. Can I deal with that a minute? People come to the house of God dealing with infirmities. Secret struggles. I call it the secret battleground. The struggle that lurks within. Everyone in here has a secret battleground, a secret struggle. Shh. I can't tell you. It's a secret. Secret pain. Somebody inappropriately did something to you when you were small. And you've been struggling with it for years. And every now and then it would rear its ugly head. Try to send you into a tailspin. Something that happened 5, 10, 20 years ago. And just when you think you're past it, It would stick his ugly head up. And you struggle with it. You fight with it. You wrestle with it. People are coming to the house of God dealing with some of everything. That's why I tell the choir, when you get up to sing, you can't be up here just showcasing you. Can't do it. I don't come in here to showcase a talent. I don't come in here to show you our rhetorical prowess or exegetical ability. I could care less. I want to please God. If you don't sign off on me, it doesn't matter to me. As long as God is pleased, I'm good to go. I don't necessarily have to have an amen from you as long as God is pleased with what I'm saying. And I need you to know that people are coming to the house of God with all kind of problems, and we need to be more sensitive to that and help people through it and not judge them because they have issues. People are coming, they're struggling with whom they want to be, with their sexuality, and we got to help them. Said we got to help them, and you know what I'm talking about. We got to help them. Glory to God. I was helping a couple of young men, and they were struggling with their sexuality. So next thing you know, people are like, well, Bishop is helping them around them. You know, is he struggling with that? Listen, when you know who you are, you can help anybody. I don't care what you think about me. I'm here to help people, not just straight people, but gay people. That's my job. I know who I am. When you know who you are, you can help a donkey. You have to, if you go help somebody, you must know who you are. You can't worry about what people go say about you, because people go already have an opinion about you. And I don't care about your opinion. I just want for God to be pleased with what I'm doing. And I will help anybody. I will wrap my arms around somebody who's gay, who's struggling, and I don't care what you think. The house of God is for everybody. I'm going to say it again. I said the house of God is for everybody. You hypocrites. I said the house of God is for everybody. You are a hypocrite. He got all this up in here. Well, you up in here, and you may not have been a homosexual, but you were the biggest. Don't y'all push me, because you know me. You know me. You know me. You know me. Don't you push me. I want anybody up in here and look at somebody and say, you haven't always been perfect. God saved you from something. And now you go look down your nose, because you know the church thinks they can select who can be saved and who can't be saved. Get up off of me. I will help anybody, and I don't care what you think. We characterize sin. Characterize. I was at church doing Bible class. In the middle of my teaching, I stopped. The Lord spoke to me. He said, David, there's someone in here that's contemplating suicide. What I was teaching had nothing to do with that. I stopped and told the church, the Bible class, what the Lord just spoke to me. A lady in the back started screaming. She had come to church with a gun. And she told God, Malcolm, she said, I'm going to that church. If you don't speak to me, I'm going to sit in the parking lot and kill myself. She started screaming, and she ran to the altar and threw the gun on the altar and said, I'm not going to kill myself, because now I know God is with me. I ain't got nobody here. We need a church that's sensitive. People are coming to church with all kinds of things, suicide spirits. My God, and we need to look at that thing and say, the devil is a lie. You would not kill yourself. You would live and tell the glory of God. I need somebody up in here that's dealing with some stuff, and you at church because you need God to help you. I want you to get on your feet and say, Lord, help me. Do something for me and tell three people. I'm in here because I need help. I'm in here because I need help. I'm in here. I said, tell three people I'm in here because I need some help. I'm just about there. I know y'all ready to go home. And I am too. Am I helping anybody? If I'm helping anybody, won't you stand in an authoritative prophetic position and grab hands with somebody and say, neighbor, I speak over your life right now. And whatever you need God to help you with, I speak it into existence. You shall have your needs met. You shall overthrow the hand of the enemy. You shall live and not die. You shall lend and not borrow. You shall be the head and not the tail. Tell them, just because you sit by me today, the anointing that's upon me will transfer upon you. And whatever you need, God. To tell the same two people, tell them it is so. Now watch this. I'm going to show you the people that really believe in the anointing that's on them. I want you to tell the same people, tell them by the end of the year it's going to be done. My God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. I don't have nobody back there that believe in the power of the living God. I dare you to shake a hand. Come here, Patrick. I need a good hand. I say, neighbor, by the end of 2018, everything you need. For the Bible said that the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. I take back my life. I take back my mind. I take back my family. I take back my marriage. I take back my children. I take back my purpose. I take back my destiny. I take back my assignment. I take back my call. I take back my body. Yeah! God, I feel like we just... To tell him one more time, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take your life back, take your house back, take your future back, take your family back, take your children back, take your money back. Jared, I want 200 people to give God a praise like he just gave it back to you. Who I'm preaching to, but you watch what I'm saying. By this time next week, top five, three people, and tell them you are about to get yours back. Yeah. You didn't tell anybody. And you should have, because spirit transfer. My God, that's why when you come to the house of God, sit next to somebody with some faith, because doubt transfer. If you think you're next to somebody with some faith, high five them one more time and tell them you are about to get yours back. Yeah. Everybody that truly hear this, and that's what you believe, you're going to get it back. I want you to take 5 seconds and give God a got it back praise. My God. Bobby, get it back. Mother Mary,
get it back. Will, get it back. Reggie, get it back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Church, shout, until you get it back. Leap, because you're about to get it back. Dance, because you're about to get it back. Shout, because you're about to get it back. Let the devil see you praise him, because you are about to get it all. Y'all didn't hear what the Lord said. He said, you are about to get it back. Praise it right now, because you are about to. One last time. One last time. I want you to grab two or three hands. I said, neighbors, God said, you and I, we're about to get it back. If you shout for me, I shout for you. If you dance for me, I dance for you. Oh, my God. I just heard. The Lord said, I'm about to restore unto you what the cankerworm, what the locust, what the caterpillar has eaten away. You're about to get it all back. God, I feel like. My wife and I was coming home from California, and this always happened to me, never happened to her. I'm what's called a lifetime gold member because of all the traveling that I've done all across the country and abroad to preach. So they always upgrading me. So we got on the plane in coach, trying to save a little money. And my wife and I sitting there, and so the flight attendant came up and said, Melanie Martin, are you here? If you are, would you ring the bell? And she said, ding. And I'm sitting there looking, and the flight attendant said, you have been moved to first class. And so she said, well, I'm here with my husband. So he said, she said, well, do you want to stay here? You want first class? She said, I'm getting my stuff now. And that's what some of y'all need to do. Tell the devil, I'm getting my stuff right now, because I am about to move up to first class. Yeah! Yeah! I want you to give God a praise like he just moved you to the next level. My God, have mercy. Wait, come here, Mo. I want you to point, come here, Mo. I want you to point your finger into somebody's face and say, neighbor, you need to get ready, because God is about to move you up a little higher. Tell all the people around you, get ready, because God is about to move you up. God is about to elevate you. I want three of those guys back there. Come here. Come here. Three of y'all, come here. Three of y'all, come here. One. Come. out. You better come on. You better run. Don't walk. Don't walk. Don't walk. Don't walk. Don't walk. God is about to move you up. God is about to move you up. God is about to move you up. Watch him do it. God is about to move you up. God is about to move you up. Tell three people, God is about to move you up. Where's Morris? Where's Mo? Come here, Mo. God is about to move you up. God is about to move you up. God is about to elevate you. God is about to take you a little higher. God is about to increase you. God is about to give you the money he promised you. God is about to give you the favor that he told you he was going to bless you with. God is about to bring it to pass. Yeah! 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 God is about to do what he said. Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Don't go. Don't discourage. Don't do it. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still preaching. I'm still declaring it. I'm still decreeing it. God is about to move some people to the next level in their life. Everybody in this room, what, that receive what I'm saying, shout right now. Yeah. Where's the camera? Put this on Facebook. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Oh! Listen, let's break it way down on him. Let's let hell know you are defeated. You ready? Come on, preachers. Where are you? Come on. Come on! Whoa. One more time, everybody! Whoa. Put those hands together. I said, put those hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Freestyle Friday, you never know what might happen on Freestyle Friday. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. I don't know if y'all got the opportunity to listen to the powerfulness of this preacher, David Martin. There is a shift that's taking place even right now in your life. I don't know where you may be at. I don't know what area of your life you may be in, no matter what your circumstances or situations may be. Know that God has already shifted you into your next dimension. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, and you heard this preacher, and you're saying to yourself, well, Pastor Douglas, I want to be there, but I got some stuff that's going on in my life. But, can I give you the disclaimer? As he was preaching, he told you, it does not matter where you are. The effort for you to get to where you need to be at is the only thing that God is looking for today. For you to do, put that effort in to get to where you need to be at. You put everything that you got into it. You done put all that you had into it. You done put every piece, every orifice of your body, your mind, your heart, your spirit. You done put everything into this thing to get to the place where you need to be at. Can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be a strength to you this morning? Can I be the help that you need to hear? Can I be the voice in Zion? Can I be the one that push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning? Can I be the one that lifts you from your broken place? Can I give you some hope in your time of hopelessness this morning? It does not matter where you may find yourself at. It is where you're trying. It is where God is trying to take you to that matters. And watch yourself. No matter what condition or circumstance you may be in right now, know that God loves you enough to see you where you are, and watch what he'll do. He will lift you up, even if you have to reach way down. It don't matter where, come on here, it doesn't matter where you may find yourself in, no matter what hole you may be in, no matter what heartache or pain you may be in, know that God is able to do just that. Now I'm going to give you this opportunity. I'm going to give you this chance. I'm going to offer to you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. This is real simple. It's not complicated at all. Only thing you got to do is just pray. Well, then you have to just receive the prayer that I'm going to help you pray, and then watch what God's going to do. God's going to bring you to a fullness of joy in him. A simple prayer. Not complicated at all. Listen, just pray these words with me. Listen to me. Pray these words. Open up your heart and pray these words with me. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that you died and that you were raised again. And I am saved. I confess my sins to you and to you alone. And I ask that you forgive me and make me your child. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all who prayed that prayer today, we want to be the first ones to say, welcome to the body of Christ. The next thing you want to do, we just want to share some things with you. We want to share some tools with you this morning. We're going to share some tools with you this morning, a couple of tips with you this morning that will help you, that will strengthen you on today. And my wife is going to share those, and we'll be back, and we're going to pray for the ones who submitted their prayer requests into those media sites asking for prayer on today. Amen.
1, get your Bible. 2, find a church home where you visit. Or go online. Remember, the Abba House is here on Sundays at 10:15 if you want to visit. verse on Facebook. 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very crucial when you surrender your life to Christ. 1, get you a Bible. 2, find your church home. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. He must preach and walk the same path.
Amen. 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 Amen and amen again. Listen, those of you all, that's a miniature prayer request. And to those media sites, we have your request, and we're going to go ahead on and pray for you. Those of you who have not had that opportunity to submit your prayer request, don't worry. You can submit those prayer requests after we get through praying. But listen, take those prayer requests and just submit them up into this atmosphere. Because we honestly believe that God God is here right now. God will move by his power. God will move by his strength. This is the atmosphere of change, the atmosphere of a shift. So those of you all who are seeking a shifting in God, this is the opportunity for you to receive that right now as we go into prayer. The Bible says, where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. I will touch and agree with you on that level with you right now. Amen. So allow us to pray for you right now as we go before the Father. Take your prayer requests and just lift them up. Lift them into this atmosphere. Gracious Master, we come thanking you for not only just being God, but God being the strength that lies within. Father, we do not take for granted, we do not take for lax what you're doing in this hour. Father, we realize that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for purpose being made manifest in our lives. God, for everything that we are doing in every place that we're doing, God, our prayer today, God, is that you would move by your power and move by your strength. God, come right now, God, and be the strength that we need. God, be the voice that we need. Be the power that we need. Be, God, the word that we need. God, elevate us inside of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, for we do not struggle with flesh and blood. God, we should realize that we wrestle without with flesh and blood. We don't struggle, God, with the things that are on the outside, God, but the principalities and the powers are trying to come against us, oh God. God, the spiritual wickedness in high places, God. God, the demons and the devils, God, of this world. God, we realize that's what we wrestle against. But today, Father God, we come and we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. We're more than a conqueror through him who has saved us. We're more than a conqueror. We're more than a conqueror. So we stand on your promise that we're more than a conqueror. God, we don't wrestle within our minds. We don't wrestle within our hearts. We don't wrestle within the mind, within the places, oh God. God, that the enemy has tried to come and wreak havoc. God, but we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. Father, we realize you will direct our path. Father, we thank you for being a path-directing God. Father, for we know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, we trust you beyond what we see, for we realize the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So we trust you as the eternal God in our life. And we ask you, Father God, God, to be the words of wisdom and power, be the words of grace and mercy, be the words of hope and peace, be the words that will guide and lead us on every hand. Let us now understand and know that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. And there is nothing that the enemy can do when we have a made-up mind when we're in you. Amen. Listen, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every prayer that has been prayed, God, for all of the issues and circumstances of this life. God, of what is going on, God, with whatever issue is that they have submitted in prayer. Father, our prayer this morning is that you move by your power and by your strength. God, step in and do and be God and be big in their life. God, remove every issue and circumstance, God. God, set things in order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, restore in power and strength, God. Take those prayer requests that's been submitted.
God, and take those, God, and which we cast them at your feet. God, we pray that you would move on that behalf. God, go in and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Eliminate and remove, God, every issue and every circumstance, God, that the enemy has set in the face and in the mindset of these your people. God, that they know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. God, whether it be from a sickness or a disease, God, all down to finances, to, God, issues in their family, God, issues on their job, Lord God. God, issues in their community, God, issues in their home. God, regardless of what the issue is, God, we realize and know, God, that you are able to come in and fix it. God, we pray for every pastor and every preacher across this country. Father, our prayer is that you'll move by your power, or you'll move by your strength. God, restore and power and strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, build them up on all their learning side. God, give them the hope that lies within and the strength that lies within and the ability, Father God, to go on, God. God, to continue to battle, God, in this thing that they call life. God, restore and power and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, wipe away every tear and every fear. God, let them know that the hope of you lies within, oh God. God, and that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so very much for tuning in with us this morning and joining in on the broadcast. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of our voices today that are looking for those Abba House International shirts, and also looking for the Worldwide Gospel Connection shirts, those shirts are available. They're available for purchase. They are $20 for adults and $15 for children. Please make sure that when you send your money to either one of the cash apps, which is the Worldwide Gospel Connection, cash app is $WGC2020, or to the Abba House International Church, you can send that request there. And that cash app is $The Abba House. Again, Worldwide Gospel Connection is $WGC2020. The Abba House International is The Abba House, The Abba House. When you send your request, please make sure that you send the request. And you can put it in the comment section and just say for T-shirt. And you can put the size. I don't know how much space it'll allow you, but the size, and you can put the amount of shirts that you need when you send the money in that comment section. That way, you will know what those monies are allocated for. And man, those of you all who feel like the Abba House this morning was a blessing to you, please feel free this morning to send a financial blessing to those cash apps as well. Those cash apps again are $WGC2020 or The Abba House. Either one of those cash apps, feel free to send your love gift of $25 to us. And again, it is to further the work right here on the broadcast and as far as the work with the Abba House International Church as well. And we thank you guys for your love gifts to be sent to us. We're excited about what God is doing. We will pray that God will return unto you that you sowed into the ministry a thousandfold. We believe that God will overflow your house with blessings when you sow into good fertile ground. And the Abba House and the Worldwide Gospel Connection are good fertile ground. Amen. Also, we have the oil available. Those of you all who are looking for the oil is available. Please make sure that you guys make those requests. You can go into either one of these requests. You can also send your prayer requests to the same web address. Email address. It is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. And then we also have the Abba House International @gmail.com. You can send it to any one of those two email addresses, and we will most definitely get that out to you. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the oil is free. We do not sell oil. We don't have blessed soap on the room. We don't have blessed socks. We don't have holy water from the Holy Land that somebody then got from their sink and sent it to y'all. We just don't believe that the anointing needs to be sold. We don't believe that the anointing. We don't believe that healing is a profit it's a profitable thing that we need to do. Amen. We believe that God is doing what he do because of the love that he has in store for us to be able to receive what we need to receive. Amen. And we're just excited. We're just excited about what God is doing in these next couple of, in this next shift in dispensation in who we are. Amen.
Remember, if you send your money, put in the notes the size of shirt and your name. If you don't remember the email address, when you cash app it, make sure you put the size of the shirt and your name on the cash app. Remember, it's $WGC2020 or $TheAbba House. Either one is fine, but make sure you put in the note your size and your name. And also, you can always go on the Facebook page, World Gospel Connections, or the Facebook, The Abba House, also.
Amen, amen, amen. And again, we're just excited about what God is doing in this hour. And we know that God is doing some great things. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful to be a part of what God is doing right now. And we love you guys so very much. And we ask that you would continue to be a part of what God is doing here at the Abba House and at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to link in with us for the Abba House virtual service at 10:15 on Sunday, 10:15 on Sunday, on Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. on Wednesday for our virtual Bible study. We've been in soul ties. My God has done really been showing up in these Bible studies. It's just been exciting about what God is doing. Amen. We look forward to you guys joining us again on next week for Man Up Monday. We will have with us none other than a great man of God, Prophet Brandon Long will be with us. We were just excited about what God is going to do on Monday. We look forward to you guys showing up and being with us for the next broadcast on next week. We love you. And remember, there ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day.